You're listening to SBS News.
Australian favourite Sam Stosur and China's Zhang Shuai have booked a spot in the women's doubles final at the Australian Open. The duo defeated the Czech combination of Barbara Strakova and Margarita Vondrasova 7-5, 4-6, 7-5 in the semi-final. Stosur and Shuai will now take on reigning champions Tamaya Babosh and Kristina Mladenovic, where they'll target revenge in a rematch of the US Open semi-finals last September. After a tough match that was also high on emotion, an ecstatic Stosur told the Nine Network she's looking forward to the final tomorrow.
Yeah, we're on a bit of a roll, so hopefully we can keep it going in the final. That'd just be amazing for us, and we're playing really well, so we might as well give it a crack.
In the men's doubles quarterfinals, Australian John Peers and Finland's Henri Kontinen knocked out Briton Jamie Murray and Brazilian partner Bruno Suárez 6-3, 6-4. Peers and Kontinen say they're focused on the semi-final against Portuguese João Sousa and Argentine Leonardo Mayor.
Yeah, no, we've got a long way to go to get there, but it'd be a dream come true again. But I mean, we've got one more to get through before we make the final, so we'll knuckle down and try and get through that one first.
In the mixed doubles, Australian duo Astra Sharma and John Patrick Smith will today face American Nicole Melica and Brazilian Bruno Suárez in the semi-final. Sharma and Smith defeated American Bethany Mattock-Sands and Briton Jamie Murray in the quarterfinal yesterday. Sharma says she wasn't expecting to come this far in the tournament.
Oh, it's unreal. I didn't even expect half of this, so this is crazy. As the match went on, I guess I just started to believe more and more, and each round I'm getting more confidence, and JP's been so great, and it's a pleasure to play with him, yeah.
In women's singles, Karolina Pliskova pulled off a great comeback yesterday as she sent seven-time Australian Open champion Serena Williams packing. Pliskova was preparing to head to the change rooms after she was down 5-1 in the deciding set, but instead saved four match points to win 6-4, 4-6, 7-5. Pliskova says she had to be mentally strong.
No, it was tough because she was really playing well. I didn't have many chances in the third set. I was a little bit too passive, obviously mentally down, but you know, this side was still better for me, so I just said, let's try this game on 5-2. Maybe I'm going to have a couple chances, and she did, got a little bit shaky in the end, so I took my chances and I won.
She'll now face US Open champion Naomi Osaka in her first semi-final at Melbourne Park. Pliskova says Osaka is a good player, but she's already defeated the best in the game.
We played with Naomi a few times. She's having great runs since the US Open, so it's going to be... She's dangerous, but I don't think there is somebody more dangerous than Serena, so far I'm going to enjoy this one.
Osaka, who will be playing her first semi-final at the Australian Open today, stretched her Grand Slam winning streak to 12 matches as she knocked out Ukrainian Elena Svitolina yesterday. The 21-year-old Japanese had an easy ride against the sixth seed, taking just over an hour to secure a 6-4, 6-1 win. The US Open champion says she's happy with her performances.
Yeah, I mean, I try to be consistent, or as consistent as I can. For me, today I just had one goal, and it was to try as hard as I can and not get angry. I didn't do that well in the last two rounds, so that was my only goal, and I think I did it well, so I'm really happy with how I played today.
In men's singles, Frenchman Lucas Puy has advanced to his maiden Grand Slam semi-final after defeating Canadian Milos Raonic 7-6, 6-3, 6-7, 6-4. Puy, who lost each match at the Hopman Cup and was knocked out of the Sydney International in the first round, says coming this far in the Australian Open hasn't been easy.
We kept working hard, even after all the matches I lost in the Open Cup in Sydney. I went back on court straight after and decided to take step by step and gave all I have on every single point, and here I am.
The 28th seed will play world number one Novak Djokovic tomorrow night for a place in the final. Djokovic easily made it through to the semi-final after his opponent, Kei Nishikori, was forced to retire in their quarter-final match. The Japanese ace was troubled by a thigh injury from early in their clash and lost the first set 6-1. Nishikori took a lengthy medical timeout after the first set and had his leg strapped as he tried to continue. The game ended 6-1, 4-1 in favour of Djokovic, who's told the Nine Network he's up for a strong contest against Puig.
Looking forward for a battle, obviously. It's his first semi-finals at the Slam, but he has won against Nadal in New York some years ago, and he has made a couple of scalps at the big tournament, so he's not afraid to play his best at the biggest stage in sport. So I expect him to come out, you know, be very confident about himself, as he always is, and looking forward to it.
Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.